Help us this morning as we preach your word, that you have given to us today. Help this congregation to receive your word. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. While you're standing, turn with me to number 3. I'll be reading from there first. We're so thankful to be here. You have just been so cordial and so kind to us. And I believe God has spoke to us, and I believe God is still speaking to us in this meeting. Amen. Oh, that we would listen to him. I appreciate Brother Gerald and his wife and the boys and the church here at Desert Cove. And you're to be commended for what God is doing. And I want to challenge our hearts this morning. God placed this message on my heart several weeks ago. I knew I would be preaching this message to this congregation. And I want God to help me. I want you. It's not so much for this this college group that's here with us, but this message that I have to preach this morning is to this church. And I believe that if you'll take heed to what I'm going to preach to you, not in who I am, but the Word of God, if you'll take heed, that this Word will transform you and this church. All right. Amen. Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3, and we'll begin reading at verse number 9. Again, I'd like to say enjoy the preaching of these young men that have preached this morning. Yet what they said is going to fall hand in hand with what I'll be preaching to you this morning. 3 and 9. If you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, "And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Can you say amen to the reading of the word? You may be seated this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You three gentlemen come up here this morning. I want you to stand back to one, stand behind the other. Turn this way if you don't mind. Turn this way. Turn this way. No. Line up like you're going to line up. Praise God. Amen. Like you're doing that chow line here in a little bit. I mean, he knows what this is. Say it again. Oh, okay. I just love to hear her pray. She'll be speaking in English, and then she'll say, "Si, Señor Cristo." Oh, I just love that. My wife said, "I wish I could take you home with me so you could pray with us." I love that. This is a dollar, or how many of you ever heard it called a buck? All right, what I want you to do is take this buck And I want you to pass it over your shoulder to the next man. What do you call that? Passing the buck. That is a cliche for what? Passing the blame. All right. If we were to light this candle, we would have a flame. Correct? Pass this over your shoulder. So what are they doing there? I want to preach this morning that the Lord would help me on passing the blame or passing the flame. Amen. I need your help today. You may be seated. First and foremost, I want you to know I've not talked to nobody. I've had very little conversation with this pastor. I've not talked to the deacon. I went out to eat with Brother George and his family. We made small talk, but I've not asked no questions about the goings ons of this church. I want you to understand that. I walked into a room where somebody was talking. I put my fingers in my ears. So nobody, I don't want you to think, well, somebody's been talking to that preacher. I feel the Holy Ghost from the crown of my head. If you'll let the Lord help us this morning, the message I preached yesterday, I believe it stirred some hearts. I told you yesterday, if the Word of God does not challenge us, the Word of God will not change us. Amen. I need the Lord. We got plenty of time here. If you get through without, before I do, just sit there and be quiet. I want to preach on passing the blame or passing the flame. Did you notice the repertoire that was taking place between Adam and Eve and God? Notice what it says there in verse number 9. The Lord, He called unto Adam and He said, "Where art thou?" Did you notice that? And then we see the reply of Adam. And the Bible says, and he said, "I heard thy voice and in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And we see that God, He asked him another question. God says, and He said unto him, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And Adam replies again. Notice what he says. And the man said, "The woman," hallelujah, "the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat." And then we see another question. God, He asked Eve, He says, and the Lord said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And notice how she replies. And she said, and the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me and I did eat." What were they doing? They were passing the blame. Amen. You know, we live in a day and hour where it is always somebody else's fault. Can you say amen? It is always somebody else's fault. We're never shouldering the responsibility of self. The serpent was the only one in this trinity of this first sin that did not get asked what happened. God did not ask the serpent, "Hey, what have you done?" Hey, God knew what the serpent was going to do. Amen. But passing the blame has never fixed nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. It only prolongs the fixing of repairing the right. Amen. Of repairing the damage of wronging that which was done wrong. It just prolongs the symptoms. Can you say amen? Amen. Just passing the blame. Amen. Oh God, help us here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're blaming somebody else. Hallelujah. We're blaming somebody else. This one on this side has blamed that one on that side. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This one on this side's blamed that one over there. Hallelujah. And the move of God is stopped because we're passing the buck from one side to the other. Amen. We're blaming the pastor and we're blaming the deacons. Amen. Nothing's getting done for the kingdom of God. Come on here and help me while I preach. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, you might even be saying if one of the former pastors were here, come on here now. Oh, God help us, Jesus. If one of the former pastors were here, well, as much as you wished that one of the former pastors were here, and Brother Gerald, sometimes as much as you wish one of the former pastors were here, they are not here. There's still a church here. There's still a work to be done. There's still a move of God to be had. There's still souls to be reached. There's still a kingdom of God that we need to build. Come on here. Help me while I preach. But we're passing the blame. Amen. From one to the other. We're just passing the blame. You know, there is a past that plagues us. Brother Trueblood, come here, if you don't mind. How old are you, brother? How old are you? 71. I'm going to use you as the past. I feel like his brother's got a good spirit by all means. I don't know nothing about him. But I've saw him yield to the Holy Ghost when it moved on him. And I've saw him take a lap. That's more than what some of you've done. See, I got a burden on my heart this morning. You people have got a good thing going here. And the devil would like to trip you up. And the devil would like to stop a move of God. Amen. This is the symbolic of the past. So there's a past that plagues us. Come here, young man. Will you come here? How old are you? 7 years old. Oh. This is the past that plagues us, but this is the potential that is oblivious to us. Huh? This is the past that plagues us. But this is the potential that is oblivious to us. Huh? We can't get past the past. We can't let go of yesterday. Therefore, we can't do nothing for tomorrow. Come on here. I've got a burden on my heart. And we're passing the blame. I'm going to tell you what I feel in my spirit. You can be seated. You can be seated. Thank you. Where's my dollar at? Praise God. I feel in my spirit. I was walking praying this morning. Got out and walked 3 or 4 blocks. And I was walking and praying this morning. And I feel in my spirit that there's a little undercurrent here. There's a little undercurrent here at Desert Cove Assembly. We got the past. Thank God for the heritage that we do have. Thank God for what He has done. Amen. That God saw fit to combine. That God saw fit to bring together two different congregations. That much I do know, and I don't know nothing else. So I do know that much. I am aware of that, Brother George, but that's all I know. But I feel in my spirit that there's a little current here. And I'm going to tell you what I feel in my spirit. God will not use this church. We can preach like we preached this morning. But until we get together in unity. Come on here. Do you know if you take two cats and you tie their tails together and then you throw them over a clothesline, they are together. But they definitely are not in unity. They are together, but they are not in unity. God has chose fit to bring these two factions together, these two congregations together. You've got an opportunity that is out of this world to minister the gospel. And may I tell you, passing the blame and passing the buck is not going to get the job done. There's a flame. There's a flame that needs to be passed. Come here, Pastor. Three deacons. Isn't there three deacons here? I want you to come. Pray for me, Brother Peretti. Because I feel that this church, we... I feel this church... You've got an opportunity to do a great work, but you're going to have to let go. You're going to have to let go. Jerry Johnson was a wonderful man. O.L. Sin was a wonderful man. Brother David Johnson was a wonderful man. Brother Billy Mills was a wonderful man, but they're not here now. You understand what I'm saying? They're not here now. They're not in this congregation now. They're not a part of this people now. And the work of God must continue on. I've not talked to nobody, Brother San Diego, but I'm preaching what is on my heart. I'm preaching what I feel that God, I mean, we've had brethren to preach to us this morning about the burden, about doing something for God. But may I tell us, if we don't get some of these things out of the way, if we don't let go of some of these things, it is going to be a hindrance and a detriment to us. This pastor is not here to punch your button. I want to help you, brother. This pastor's not here to push your agenda. This pastor's not here to tickle your fancy. And Brother Gerald Ellis, if you're here for any other reason than for serving God and pushing God's agenda, it'd be better for you to go back from where you came. You're not here for your agenda. You're not here for their agenda. But we're here for God's agenda. For God's agenda and no other purpose and no other reason at all. This preacher does not need you to tell him what to preach. This preacher does not need you to tell him what to preach. And listen to me, church folks. These deacons don't need you running to them every time you see something you disagree with and running to them and telling them, hey, deacon, let me tell you what I saw. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. This board and this man of God, they should fall on their knees. Hey, they know what's going on. Hey, they see what's happening. Hey, I tell you what you need to do is fall on your knees and pray that God will help them. I don't have to. I'll be leaving tomorrow, and I got a church I'll go back to, and I'll pastor. So I'm not here to punch nobody's button. I'm not trying to get a following of people. I'll go back and I'll be in my pulpit Sunday morning, and I'll preach my burden to the people that I love. But God has laid a burden on my heart for this church. I feel here that there's something that's stopping. Something that you've got to let go of. Amen. Something that you're holding on. Some animosity, some bickering, some blame that you're holding on to. And it's a roadblock into the future. But if you'll take it out of your way, if you'll let it go, hey, there's no telling! There's no telling what God will do here! Some of you have critiqued this pastor and his family from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. You don't like the way his wife fixes her hair? I feel like Sister Joy is a holiness woman. And from what I've seen, she's a godly woman. I've seen her pray and get in this altar and seek God. Can I preach in my heart? Pastoring is not the easiest thing in the world to do. Especially, Sister Mary, when you got people that don't want to be pastored. There are differences of opinions. But should those differences of opinions separate us from what God has called us to do? There's families to be reached. And when people, Brother Carlos, they come into the house of God and they feel such tension. And when a man of God gets up there and he pours his heart out and he's preaching the gospel, he's preaching God's word that you love so dearly. But when people feel tension, it hinders the move of God. Come on here now. I've heard sinners say, if that's what Christianity's all about, I don't want no part of it. God help us. God help us. And we pass the blame. The past that plagues us and the potential that is oblivious because of the present that torments us. Amen. Because we're here, but we're not doing nothing about it. You know what we need is an old fashioned coming together. Aaron, the Bible says there in the book of Psalms 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together, together. May I tell you, it's time that we get together in unity once again. There's times, Brother Paretic, in pastoring, where we have to come to a consensus, where we have to come to agreement. What's best for the church? Pastor, there's times you're going to have to make a consensus. It cannot be your way or the highway. You cannot pastor with that mentality. I'm trying to help you, Brother Gerald.
Obey the Lord.
Deacon Board, your job is to lift up this man's hands. If you want to really get down to where the rubber meets the road at. If you want to really see what a deacon's really supposed to do. There's very few of our churches that really has true deacons. But most deacons want to tell the preacher what to preach and how to preach it. But the Bible says when the enemy prevailed, when his hands fell down.
Yes.
Come here, brother. I want God to do some. I feel like there's some healing that needs to take place in this church this morning. I really do. Brother George, get over here on this side. Brother True Blood, get right behind you, Pastor. Brother Carlos, get right there. But the Bible tells us when they lifted up the hands of the man of God, what happened? Israel prevailed. Do you want to have a church here at Desert Cove Assembly? That's what I'm asking you this morning. It's wonderful that this group from Export are with us, but I want to talk to us Desert Cove people. Do we want to have a church here this morning? Do we want to have a church here this morning? Well, if we do, you know what we're going to have to do? God, help my pastor. Some of you are, have yet to call him your pastor. Some of you have yet to come under submission to him as your pastor. Hey, come on! You may not like him sometimes, and he, everything that he says may not tickle your fancy. But listen, ma'am, listen, sir, you'll stand in judgment. You'll stand in judgment to give an account for how you treated this man of God. There's a way it's got to go, brother. There is an order that has got to go in. You get it out of that order, and it's out of order. A woman is supposed to be under submission to her husband, and that husband under submission to Christ. You as a church are supposed to be under submission to this deacon board. And this deacon board under submission to this pastor. And this pastor and this deacon board under submission to God Almighty. If it gets out of order, if it gets out of sequence, if it goes any other way, you know what you're going to have? A chaotic mess. You'll have a place instead of where God is moving, where God is helping. Have you felt the unity that has been in these services this weekend? But you know what's going to happen? This bus will roll out of here in a little while. Sister Bachman and Brother Brewer, they'll fly out of here in a little while. Me and my family will fly out of here in a little while. And it'll be back to you. I want to ask you. Will you help me here? Bring that baby to me if you don't mind. I want all the children, you Deacon Joe and Pastor standing right there. I want all the children to come up. All the children come up. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Brother Peretti. Y'all gather around up here. All the teenagers from this church. Come on, Brother Stephon. Stand all over this house. Stand all over this house. I want all you children, and I want all you teenagers to follow me. I want you, Desert Cove Assembly people, I want you to look at your future. Now, are you willing to let go of your past and let God build a future here at Desert Cove Assembly Church? Are you willing to let go the differences of opinions that you have because you came out of this organization or you came out of this group? Are you willing to let go of that and let God do His work and let God fulfill His promise that He gave to us this morning? Are you willing to do that for the sake of these children? I want every eye in this house. Every eye in this house, turn back and look back here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a word from the Lord. I'm telling you. I'm nobody, but I feel a witness of the Spirit here. Won't you listen to me this morning? Give me a little volume if you don't mind. If you don't let go of your past and let go of your bickerings and your disagreements, this future, this potential that you're overlooking, this is what's going to happen. They're going to march out of this door. Come on, children. I'll stay out here. I'll be right back. And you're going to turn around and look and say, where is the church of tomorrow when you couldn't let go of yesterday? Where is the church of tomorrow because you couldn't let go of yesterday? If there is going to be a tomorrow, listen to me, if there's going to be a tomorrow for Desert Cove Assembly Church, you're going to have to let go of the former pastor. You're going to have to let go of this organization and that organization and start looking to God Almighty and get behind this pastor and this pastor's wife and these deacons here and let us see the work of God. And if you'll do that, there'll be more generations. There'll be more generations. Come on, just go on back up to the front. These will marry. These will have children. These will bear fruit. But you're going to have to let go of yesterday. I feel like this is a service that God wants to heal some things among His people. I'm not even past, I didn't even get to point one, Brother Peretti. I didn't even get to talk about passing the flame. But I feel like you know where I was going with that. Passing the blame, brother, is not going to get the job done. Passing the blame is not going to put the fire of God in these children. But if I can pass the flame of God, if I can, listen to me, pastor, listen to me, elders, this people and this congregation will only be as spiritual as you are. If they do not see you moved by the Spirit of God, do not expect them to be moved by the Spirit of God. If they can't see you shout under the power of the Holy Ghost like you did last night, brother. Don't expect that grand boy that I held in my arms. If the power of God does not move Brother Carlos, how can we expect the power of God to move Carlos Jr.? And if the power of God does not move Carlos Jr., how can we expect the power of God to move Noah? If they don't see it, you, Sister Mary. If they don't see it, you, sis. Sister Millie, if they don't see it in you. Brother Santiago, if they don't see it in you. When they start wondering, when the world starts pulling on them, don't you look down your pious nose and say, how dare you to do that? But when the power of God was moving, you sat there in your pew. All right. All right. When your children tried to pray, you didn't fight. That's what I liked about you, brother. I saw you get in there and pray with Carlos Jr. We've got a promise from the Lord here this morning. What more do we need? What more do we need? Now, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you Bible students, Bible school students, to back off just a little bit. I want the entire congregation of Desert Cove Assembly Church, I want you to fall in up here and stand around these altars. The entire, if this is your church, this is your church, I want you to come up front. If you don't have a church and you'd like this church to be your church, we'd like to have you up here with the church. Sister Linda, all I see is potential. Look around here, folks. Woo! I see God's people up here. Inaya I say unto this people here today, I have chosen thee for this time and for this place, thus saith the Lord. And yea, I say unto thee, all doubts, all differences, cast them aside, thus saith the Lord. The past, let it go, thus saith the Lord. And reach forth to the future that I have for this church. Bind together in unity. And yea, I say, I have blessings untold for thee, thus saith the Lord. Bind together with love. And I say unto thee, I have a vast supply of the richness of the grace of God. But yea, I say unto thee, if thou takest not heed to my word, if thou followest not my way, thus saith the Lord, I will depart from this place as I have departed from others, because they followed not me, thus saith the Lord. But yea, I say unto me, turn, and I will bless you, thus saith the Lord. I want you Desert Cove people, I want you to reach and grab that hand of that one next to you. And I want this church to pray together and say, God, bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. Come on, young people. Come on, choir. I want us to fall in behind this congregation. We love this congregation, don't we? I want us to fall in behind this congregation. I want us to walk through and lay hands on this people and ask God to help them as they do a work for God here in Phoenix, Arizona. God help this people this morning. God help this congregation this morning.
Thank you.
If there's somebody you need to apologize to and make it right, now's the time to do it. If there's a brother or sister you need to hug their neck and say, brother, I had ill will against you. Now there's time to do it. God's got many blessings in store for this people, but we're going to have to do it God's way.